Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 25th of July, 2026. And I am deeply grateful you could be with us. I am very fond of those of you who not only share your kind thoughts about Aspire and what I'm trying to offer to you here. I think it's very important. You know, it's an alternative, basically. I'm not telling you what you should do or how you should do it, whatever your question is, but nonetheless, it's still an important thing. I think it's important to always have questions. Question your thinking. Question how you think. Question the way you think. Don't ever take it for granted. Don't think just because you think that it's okay. If you have a willingness on your part to understand the nature of your being, that's a very big deal if you can do that. But if you can't, maybe I can help you a little bit. And Rich is a guy down in Los Angeles that I have known for quite a few years. He always sends a little howdy-do to me. And in doing so, he sneaks a little question in there. And I think it's wonderful. I do. And his question is, what do you mean that we are asleep? It's a very, very good question. And a lot of people would not understand what it means. When you are in the presence of a spiritual teacher, a real master, you get the feeling that there is a vast distance between yourself and where he's at or she's at. And when this occurs inside of us, we have a chance to awaken. The sleep is, I am lulled to sleep by everything in my lifetime that pertains to the idea of gratification, of living my life in the gratuitous manner in which most of us do. We want to luxuriate, as it were, in our emotions and our passions, and we want things to pleasure our eyes, our ears, our body. This is natural. This is, you know, a part of living. It's something that occurs. But when you start to look at yourself and you start to really realize that you have spent your whole life in the pursuit of pleasure over insight, over the idea of awakening to something that lies dormant in us, like love, compassion, forgiveness, understanding, mercy, the generous part of us, then something begins to click in a few people, not many, but a few. Let me read you something I think is very powerful from Lao Tzu. No peace comes to a wealthy man, even if he owns mansions filled with gold and jewels. He must then guard his treasure against those who would steal it. Destruction follows such people. Yes, because we miss. We're asleep. We're looking for that pot of gold. We're looking for some sort of security that would tell us that we can live the way we want to live and never suffer any of the consequences for the way we live. And it's not that you are bad or wrong, Rich, at all. You're not. It's that you are going against the grain of your soul, going against the grain of your life, your big life, your big L, not your little life, your little living. So I understand we're insecure people. We're extremely insecure. And on top of that insecurity, we're fragile. And our fragility makes it very, very difficult for us not to get hurt or not to feel threatened. It is all about self-preservation in this world for most people. So with all that being said, we have a great deal of difficulty dealing with our life. dealing with our living. We make it a project, and it is often such a project that it absorbs all of our attention. We go to sleep inside. There are parts of us that are asleep. What parts? Well, the parts that, you know, are that heart and soul that we have. We don't live in the heart and the soul of our being. We live only in the ideals of our thoughts and our beliefs. And with all that being said, we don't have much going on in us past our desires, our ambitions, our pride, our vanity. We become very shallow people. We look around and everybody's doing the same thing, so we figure, well, I'm normal. Normal is okay for a lot of people, Rich. I've known you for a while. You're a normal guy. You want normalcy. It's a malice in you. It's the whole idea of living your life in the malice of being comfortable and not really wanting to see where you're headed. People don't want to see the consequences of themselves upon their own life. They just don't want to see it. They refuse to see it. They refuse to believe it. They think that there is this God or this devil or the superstitions of whatever it is that makes them believe in who they are and what they are. That they go to sleep. The part of you that is beautiful, you can't reckon with because it's all about living your life in the esteem of your family, your genetic nature, your family nature, your DNA. It's all about self-preservation. So with all that being said, what chance do you have of doing anything that is meaningful? Not much. Not much at all. So we're asleep, all of us. And then one day, in some lifetime or another, maybe not in this one, but in ones in the future for some of you, for me it was in this lifetime, I had to take stock. What is Greg all about? What is he doing? What does he believe in? How superstitious really is he? How can he wake up? He doesn't really know what's going on. The Gregory Edward of the pen that is the shell that I live in, the entity that I live in, it's very shallow. And it's impulsive, and it does a lot of crazy things, or it would do a lot of crazy things if allowed. So you come to a certain point where you are tired of your own mischief. You're sick of your own sickness. And you have to come to that place where you are sick of your sickness. And if you don't come to that place, then nothing great can ever happen to you. Nothing. It'll just be one thing after another. So with all that being said, you come to a place where you have to wake up. The older you get, the more difficult it becomes because the sleep grows deeper and deeper and deeper. You need to have an awakening. And that awakening can happen in any given moment. It doesn't have to be a long, arduous thing. All it has to be is the recognition that you are love. That's all this is about. You are love. Nothing more and nothing less right now. One little thing at a time. So if you want to awaken, you'll have to do it one little bit at a time. Little moves constantly. Doing those things that bring about clarity, understanding, insight, compassion, mercy, forgiveness. These are things that are so deeply important that most people just simply cannot do. In fact, they refuse to do it, and that makes their life very, very difficult. Rich, thank you for your question. Thanks for the update on your life. I'm glad to hear from you, and I hope in some way this helped and didn't confuse the matters even more. When you talk on a spiritual level with people, you can be totally misunderstood. Forgive me. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Bless you all. Namaste. Thank you.